presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil returned to Shanghai to make the report to their superiors, General Fu Yongsen and the American consul, and finish up the case of the Purple Triangle. Jim had hardly reached his rooms in the hotel when the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter Lin called on him to thank him for saving Lin from the Chinese brigands and to say goodbye as they were sailing for America. The door had just closed behind the Chalmers when Jim was summoned to the telephone to speak to Lil, who told Kolu to tell Jim the call was important. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim goes to the telephone after being summoned by Kolu.
Lil said the call was important, did she, Kolu?
Yes, it was, Jim. Missy, she asked for you. I say you busy. Missy Lil say tell you hurry. She wait.
Well, I wonder what's the matter. It isn't like Lil to get excited about anything. Hello? Hello. Hello, Lil. Hello. Say, that's funny. Nobody answers. Hello? Hello? Are you sure that was Lil that called, Kolu?
Yes, it was. Missy Lil, all she say was, hurry.
I don't like the looks of this. Lil might be in a jam and need my help.
You know where to find Missy DeVril?
Well, that's the trouble, Kolu. I don't. I haven't any idea where she's staying. But I'm going to try to find out where that call came from right now.
How you find out, Tuan Jim?
I'm going straight to the American consul.
A few minutes later, Jim arrives at the office of the American consul and is shown immediately into the office of Mr. Cooper, the vice consul.
Come right in, Mr. Bradley. We've been expecting you. My name's Cooper, first vice consul. I'm in charge while the consul's on furlough.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Cooper. I'm sorry I had to rush in on you this way without making an appointment.
Oh, we're never too busy to see Jungle Jim Bradley, I can assure you of that.
Oh, thank you.
I want to congratulate you on the successful completion of a very dangerous and very important piece of work.
No, thanks, Mr. Cooper. I have a full report on the whole case for you, but now I wonder if you would do me a favor.
Why, certainly, Bradley. What is it?
Well, the person who has been more responsible than I am for the breaking up of the Purple Triangle gang is a special agent of the national government here in Shanghai.
Oh, yes.
She's an American woman who worked on this case from the beginning.
Yes, I know. Her name's Lily DeVril.
That's right.
We refer to her in official correspondence as Operative 13. That's the one you mean, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you know where I can find her, Mr. Cooper?
No, I don't, but I think I can locate her for you.
Good.
I'll call the National Army headquarters here in Shanghai. See if General Fu Yongsen can tell us anything about the whereabouts of Operative 13. Get me General Fu Yongsen at National Headquarters right away. Well, now, Bradley, before I forget, I want to give you this check for $50,000. That was the amount agreed upon, I believe.
Yes.
And here it is.
Oh, thanks. That's a lot of money for a few months' work.
No, not too much, considering your life hung by a thread every minute you were on the assignment. If you hadn't broken up that Purple Triangle gang, I'm afraid there'd have been international complications.
Well, it certainly was a tough gang that Derek Bluger had around him, all right.
Yes, and they came mighty near being successful, too. Oh, there's our call, I think. Yes? Oh, hello, General. This is Cooper of the American Consulate. Yes, indeed, it is a fine piece of work. Jim Bradley's in my office now. Yes, I'll do that. Oh, General, Bradley wants to get in touch with your Operative 13. Could you tell us where to find her? Yes? Yes, I see. Thank you.
Did you get her address, Mr. Cooper?
Yes, Bradley. She's staying at the Central Hotel, room 419.
Good. I'm going right over there now.
Oh, I'd like to get a full report on your activities at the Purple Triangle headquarters just as soon as possible.
I'll bring it down to you the first thing in the morning.
I've got a better idea than that.
Yes?
Suppose you have dinner with me tonight at the American Jockey Club. We can talk the whole matter over.
That'll be fine, Mr. Cooper. Shall I meet you there?
No, I'll pick you up at your hotel in my car. We'll drive over, huh?
Right. I'll see you then.
Immediately after leaving the consul, Jim hurries to the Central Hotel, goes to room 419, and knocks on the door.
Yes?
I beg your pardon.
Whom do you want?
Well, there must be some mistake. I understood that this was Mr. Vreel's room. I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
You're Jungle Jim Bradley, aren't you?
Why, yes. I'm looking for Mr. Vreel. Is she here?
Come in, Jungle Jim Bradley. We're expecting you.
Hey, who are you?
Never mind that. If you want information of your friend Shanghai Lil, I can give it to you.
Good.
Now, will you come in and shut the door? I'm tired of holding it open.
Is Lil in there?
Don't ask so many questions. Come in and close the door.
All right.
Now, sit down, Jungle Jim. I've got something to say to you.
Hey, what's this all about, anyway? I've never seen you before in my life.
I'll just add to that last statement of yours, Jungle Jim.
What do you mean?
You never did see me before in your life, and I'm the last person you ever will see in your life.
Well, you sure have got plenty of nerve to sit there and tell me that. You'll pardon me, of course, if I don't take you seriously.
You will.
Well, we'll skip that for a minute. Now, suppose you answer a few questions. Tell me, where is Mr. Vreel? I know that this is her room.
Yes, Jim Bradley, this is Shanghai Lil's room, but she's not here now.
Where is she?
Where you'll never find her.
Tell me, what's the reason for your attitude? You seem to think that Mr. Vreel and I are your enemies. What did we ever do to you?
I'll tell you, Jungle Jim. You and Shanghai Lil were responsible for the death of the man who was dearer to me than life itself. The man for whom I fought and killed and lied and stole. The man for whom I'd gladly give my life. You killed him.
No. Hold on a minute. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Derek Bluger.
Oh.
Now do you know why I hate you and Shanghai Lil?
Derek Bluger, eh?
Yes.
What did he have to do with you?
I was the woman he loved, and I loved him. I was to rule with him as the White Empress of China. And when he died, the whole world came to an end for me. And I've sworn to get revenge on the ones responsible for his death.
Now listen to me, sister. I didn't kill Derek Bluger.
Ah.
He killed himself. When he found he was cornered, he just couldn't take it, and he committed suicide.
You forced him to it.
If you had an ounce of brains, you'd forget that fellow and forget him fast. The Purple Triangle is all washed up, and Shanghai is a mighty unhealthy place for anybody connected with it.
I can take care of myself, all right.
Now listen, if you'll take me to the place where you're holding Lily to Vreel, and I find that she hasn't been harmed, I'll forget this little conversation of ours.
Oh, yeah?
Otherwise, I'll turn you over to General Fu Yongsen, Chief of the Intelligence Department of the Chinese Army. What do you say to that?
You forget, Bradley, something I said to you when you first came in here.
Oh, yes? What was that?
That I'm the last person you'll ever see alive.
Well, we'll see about that. Stand away from that door. I don't want to use force on a woman.
Don't worry, you won't have to. Sergei?
What's this?
Put your hands up, Jungle Jim Bradley. Don't make move unless you wish to be killed.
Well, it looks as though you two have the whip hand this time. What do you want?
You don't got very long to live at best, Bradley. But if you make one false move, you'll die instantly.
I suppose you are one of the Purple Triangle gang, too.
We wasted enough time, Sergei. Finish him off and let's get out of here. We've got to take care of that woman.
I have told you before, we don't want to have any shooting in this hotel. I've got a better plan.
You can't get away with this.
Shut up, Bradley. You mean, Sergei, we're going to take him out the same as Shanghai Lil?
That's right.
Maybe you're right. Well, let's get busy then and tie him up.
Bring me that wire and a adhesive tape.
All right. Here you are, Sergei. Hurry and be careful.
I'll be careful, all right. Now remember, Bradley, one false move and you're a dead man. Here, Anna, give me that rope.
Here you are, Sergei.
Now put your hands behind your back, Bradley. That's right. Quiet. Hold still.
Anything to be accommodating. How is this? Stand where you are. This little game has gone far enough. I'm going to turn you two over to General Fu Yongsen. I think he'll know how to make you talk.
After turning the tables on his captors, Jim telephones General Fu Yongsen, who immediately dispatches a guard to the hotel with instructions to bring the captives to headquarters. Jim goes with the captives and makes a full report of what has taken place. At the conclusion of his interview with the general, he finds he has just time enough to return to his hotel and keep his appointment with the vice consul. We now find Jungle Jim and Mr. Cooper driving through the streets of Shanghai on their way to the Jockey Club.
That was a narrow escape you had this afternoon, Bradley.
You're right, it sure was. I thought for a while I would never get out of that room alive.
Did you find out who the woman really was?
Yes, it seems she was a secret agent working under Bluger's orders here in Shanghai.
Oh.
Bluger had been kidding her along with the idea he would make her White Empress of China. I guess he told them all that.
Yeah.
That's the yarn he spun for Lily DeVril.
Did you succeed in locating Mr. Vril?
No, I didn't, and that worries me. Oh. General Fu Yong Sen said he would get the information out of them.
Well, I believe he will. He has a way of getting people to talk that's very effective.
So I've heard.
Well, this man, what did you find out about him?
Oh, he's a Russian. His first name is Sergei. He was apparently high in the council of the Purple Triangle organization. Blücher was tied up some way with a group of Russian revolutionists.
Yes, that was one of the serious angles of this case.
General Fu Yong San promised to call us here at the Jockey Club as soon as he got any information on Mr. Rio. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say.
Yes, of course you are. Oh, there's the club right over there. Now let's forget business for a while and enjoy a good dinner, huh? You sure deserve it after this day's work.
Oh, sure, be glad to. As for food, I haven't had a thing since breakfast this morning.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper, sir. Anything I can do for you, sir?
Oh, hello, Hawkins. No, I don't believe there's anything tonight. How are you feeling these days?
Well, right now, sir, I'm a bit hungry.
Well, so am I. Come on, Bradley. Let's go in.
Yeah, here you are, old man. I know what it is to be hungry. Maybe this will help.
Blimey, Governor. This is handsome of you. Bless you, sir. If there's anything old Hawkins can do for you, sir, just let me know.
You bet I will, Hawkins. Now, good luck to you. Have a good dinner on me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thousand times, sir.
Coming, Jim?
Right with you. Well, this is quite a place.
Yes, you'll find the best food in Shanghai here at the Jockey Club. Let's go right into the dining room.
That sounds good to me.
Table for two, Mr. Cooper?
That's right, Charlie. That one right over there in the corner.
Say, this is a real American dining room. Looks like home.
There's only one difference. The waiters here are Chinese.
This the table, Mr. Cooper?
Yeah, that's right. Sit down, Bradley. Now let's give our order. I know you're hungry.
Listen, tell him to bring us two real American dinners from soup to apple pie.
Charlie, you heard him order.
Very happy indeed, sir. Two American dinner.
Say, what's going on over there?
Why, that's old Hawkins. Looks like the waiters are trying to throw him out.
Oh, say, that's no way to treat an old man.
Oh, old Hawkins is probably trying to bum a meal. He's a queer old chap.
Well, I don't care what he's trying to do. I'm going over there. Excuse me.
I say, leave off the rough stuff, will you? You're hurting my arm.
I tell you to stay out of here.
No.
You'll come back in. Now I throw you out.
Well, I ain't doing anything. I've got the price of a meal, I tell you.
I don't want your hair. You get out.
Here, you yellow-faced bully. I'll teach you to know more an old man. Oh, yeah?
Take that. Hey.
Again, Jungle Jim has gone to the aid of someone in distress. What part will Hawkins play in the life of Jungle Jim Bradley? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big comic weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, the Comic Weekly, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid. There's Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Toots and Casper, Barney Google, The Little King, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly, and don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.